This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I want to read to you guys a story, and then I want to give you some information about Taylor Swift and the Travis Kelce New Heights podcast, because, well, the numbers are big. They're very big. So this first story comes from the New York Post, and the headline says that passenger refuses to stop watching raunchy R-rated movies, and it tells a story. So the story is, a woman was on a flight to Tampa Bay or whatever, and she was watching a movie called Saltburn. Have you seen this movie, Rob? I hadn't seen this movie.
I haven't seen the movie, but I'm aware of Saltburn, and it's okay. Very raunchy.
Okay, so they called it a frisky flick. So you've said all I needed to know. So this woman on the plane is watching Saltburn. She was, I think, on the window seat. Next to her was a mother and a young daughter. She's watching this movie, Saltburn. The mom sees the content. The kid, you already know, is looking over at the screen. The mom reaches over to the woman and asks her, hey, can you watch something a little bit more appropriate? Maybe something in the PG-13 category. The woman then says, it's not my responsibility to be an in-flight babysitter, and then puts her headphones back on. And they were debating, are you allowed to ask somebody this? Hey, they're not bothering anybody. They're sitting there watching it, but there is a kid around. What should they do? I'm kind of on the mom side of this argument. Number one, why are you watching these kinds of movies? I never seen it, so maybe it's not that bad. I don't know. I'm just simply going off what you just told me. You called it a raunchy film. Why are you watching this in public and on the plane? I feel like if somebody taps you, and maybe your headphones are kind of loud, like, hey, can you turn it down just a little bit? Not a lot. I see you got headphones on, but it's kind of blaring through. Just a normal courtesy is like, all right, cool. Now, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm on the plane, I give myself a bunch of different options because I don't know what I want to watch. This past time on a plane, I had Den of Thieves 2 pulled up. I hadn't seen it yet. If somebody just said, hey, can, you know, hey, my kid's right here. You know what? That's perfectly fine. I've got the SEC football documentary that I haven't seen yet. I'm cool with watching that. I'm perfectly fine with watching. I also watched the 30 for 30, the two Escobars. I hadn't seen it in a while. There are more options of things that I want to watch. I don't have to watch this right now. I kind of feel like in this, just having a little bit of courtesy, being a good person, being mindful of the people that are around you goes a long way. I'm on the moms and daughter side here of, I think, at least according to this woman's story, the person just tapped her on the shoulder, asked if she could watch something a little bit more appropriate, something in the PG-13 category. The woman replies, it's not my responsibility to be an in-flight babysitter, and then goes about her business. I kind of feel like the woman's in the wrong here.
I agree with you. Now, I will say, I will give the woman's wrong for saying, I'm not your in-flight babysitter. I mean, come on now. But I will say, to defend her a little bit, it's possible you turn on a movie and you don't know what's coming. And then you're like, whoa, and you try to maybe like fast forward or maneuver through. Like, there have been times where I've been trying to catch up on Game of Thrones, and I'm on a flight, I'm throwing Game of Thrones on.
That's fair.
And you know what happens to Game of Thrones? Stuff the kids shouldn't be seeing. And when it happens, I didn't know that's coming up in the episode. I try to fast forward. I try to like, whoa, my bad. You know, try to Olay the situation as best I can. I think it's fair to have these things if it's catching you off guard. But like, if you know it's coming and you're aware that it's going to be a problem and maybe you're sitting next to a kiddo, try your best to do a little bit of, you know, self-reflection. Like, this movie can wait. Everyone tells me this movie has some parts that are a little risque. I'll maybe watch a less risque thing because I'm next to a 12-year-old. Like, have a little bit of self-awareness.
I can't even really understand the thought process of wanting to watch that while sitting next to a kid. Again, I've never seen this movie, so I can only judge it from a certain perspective. If you're telling me it's not that bad, then maybe it's not that bad and this person was overreacting. But I feel like, again, there's just a level of decorum that you should maybe have when the kiddos are around that, you know, hey, maybe you should just find something else to watch, you know? Just find something else to watch. You didn't download anything else. The only thing you downloaded was Saltburn. All the options that are on Netflix, all the options that are on Hulu, you only downloaded this one thing to watch? No, I could just, you know what, that's perfectly fine. Hey, that's cool. You know what? I get it. No, so that's perfectly fine. You know what? I'll just watch something else. I feel like that's being very, very reasonable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.